After having a track meet postponed the week before, the Wildcats track team at least got the chance to get a little running in last Friday in Gilmer. We get results from Wildcats track coach Matt Young.
Fantastic to get out and run. Went to Gilmer. Great set of teams there. Carthage, Tatum, Gladewater, and ourselves. I mean, it was along with Gilmer, it was a loaded cast and really a great challenge for our kids. And really pleased how we got out and ran. A little different showing up and the sprint relay starting in less than an hour, but good all the way around. Nathan Mabry got things rolling distance-wise, did a good job in both the two-mile and the mile, scoring points for the team. Jacob Gatewood also brought home some points in the two-mile. Followed that up in sprint relay. Weren't able to get the stick around the varsity. Actually our first time doing some live handoffs because of the weather, and so that wasn't surprising. But like how the guys ran with Dugan to Hawkins to Spigner and then Bubba Hall at the end. And our JV sprint relay finished third. Kaysen Goodson ran a great first leg to Tyson Goodson to Lawrence Worth, and then Ryan Humphreys brought it home. So really pleased how those guys ran and scored points. Our 800 guys, we got Carter White and Will Fain running on the varsity. Carter, they both placed. They went, I believe, second and fifth. Carter ran a 206, which was right on what he'd hoped to run for the first meet. So it was kind of pleasant seeing that happen. And Will followed behind with a 212. He was really shooting for about a 210, so a little bit disappointed on what he ran. But not bad overall for the varsity guys. We rolled into the sprints with the varsity, and Jalen Hawkins jumped out in the 100 and got second, tied for second, 11:06. Great time for him. Personal best, kind of got him excited with what's coming the rest of the year. And then Zach Spigner in the 110s, he won the 110 hurdles running a 15:08. So he kind of picked up right where he left off, which is kind of exciting. Instead of that grow through, he's already back to his time from last year. So really excited about what both of those have possible in front of them. Other events, we weren't as successful scoring points, I guess, until the mile. Came back with Nathan Mabry again in the mile running, I believe, a 5-flat, followed by Will Fain, ran a 5:09, I believe. I typed it in a minute ago. Both those guys, Mabry, I believe, winning it or second, and then Fain fifth, and then Gatewood brought in a 6. So those guys scoring points for the varsity. Overall, the varsity scored right around 40 points. Without field events, that's a pretty good strong showing with that group that we were going against. That our field events is really what we hope to be a strength for. So with no relay points and that coming in, pleased with how those guys ran. We've got Aubrey this week. We're hoping that field events will be in play. As of right now, they are. And a little different competition headed west. Really tough to find a meet this week. A lot of other schools are on spring break. So we got to travel a little bit, but excited to get our throwers in action. We got Seth Hard coming back from a strong year last year, and along with Jalen Dugan and Hawkins and those guys in the jumps, and of course these young guys on JV, we feel that we're really deep in those areas as well. So a lot of kids going. We took last week 30 kids just in our runs. I think this week we'll be close to 45 to 50. And excited how they're getting better. It was great to see those times, and we're going to look to improve on those times this week.
KSST Sports.